For April 20th, 2018, this is the Vodotalks Games, episode 82. So, I finally put Skyrim on the back burner to take a look at God of War. I started downloading yesterday when it was made available for... I think it was actually made available earlier, but there was some issue, navigational issues. Sometimes it can be quite confusing, PlayStation Network, understanding what to do and where and how. And well, anyway, I didn't get it to start downloading until yesterday. I thought, okay, well, maybe I won't be able to play right away because PSN has been really slow lately. I recently re-downloaded Uncharted 4. Because my son wanted to play through a section of it, which we played through before, and it took forever. It was really, really slow. So I was really pleasantly surprised to see that it had downloaded fairly quickly, and already yesterday evening it was past the point where you could the first section was downloaded, so you could start the game. I let it run some more, and. So I think it's pretty. I think it's completely downloaded by now. So anyway, the game. I jumped into that this morning. It gives a strong first impression. As I've heard a lot of positive feedback on it through the last week or so, as the embargoes have been lifted. It's been talked about on pretty much all the gaming podcasts I listen to, and. It takes, as is all often the case, especially with third-person games, it takes a while to get used to exactly the speed and the movement of the camera and the character and the controls. So it feels clunky so far, but I'm sure that's just going to be an initial phase before I get into it. Having attacks on the triggers is unusual. Feels unnatural in a way for a third-person game. Even though it's probably a good choice, I've heard others mention it as well. I keep wanting to hit X or square when I should be hitting the R1, R2s, and so far I haven't really gotten used to the fact that. I sometimes throw my axe out, sometimes without, or often without really understanding or realizing that I have, and I'm just surprised I don't have it when I start trying to attack, or trying. He still attacks, but it's fisticuffs. But I guess it's I have a tendency to pull the left trigger, which you do, you hold in left trigger and then throw it. And I guess I have a tendency to do that just out of habit, to go into like a view mode or something, look around mode. Yeah. But it looks really, really good. Character design reminds me a lot of Uncharted or Last of Us, maybe a little... Tomb Raider, all these third-person games, and yeah, it looks really good, but feels clunky. Like I said, I guess it's getting used to that. I'll have to get some more hours to get past that. The size of the text really irks me. I heard Jeff Granata mention it on DLC on Monday. Saying that, oh, the text looks really small. If I have one criticism, it's that the text is really small on a 4K screen. Well, I can tell you, it has nothing to do with your 4K screen. I'm playing on a regular HD screen, a 1080 screen. And this is maybe the first time where I'm really hurting for the size of it. It's a 37-inch. And I've been happy with it for these 10 years that I've had it. But I was debating back in December if I was going to use my my Christmas bonus to get a Switch or to get a big TV, a 4K, a larger TV. Not so much for the 4K because I don't have anything that would utilize that yet, but I don't think so anyway. Maybe Netflix on Apple TV. But other than that, or mostly it was to get an HDR display. But I decided for the Switch again instead because I thought that would get more use and joy out of that for the time being, especially considering we could get some more games that would suit my son on it, and I could take it with me for the summer and all that. Yeah, today I was feeling like, wow, I wish I had gotten that TV because the text is so small. You really have to sit up, lean forward, and then squint almost to see what it says, which is irritating. I was hoping there'd be an option to. There's all these other options for accessibility, but not for text, which is strange. I mean, some people have poor vision, and in Windows, that feels like the main accessibility option is to increase contrast and the size of text, but not here. Well, anyway, I'm just have to get used to it. I guess there'll be less and less reading as we go on because probably it's front-loaded with the instructions and all that lore. Yeah, it gives a good first impression. It has all the usual trappings of this kind of game with upgrades and loot and lore and little side quests and achievements to do and all that. Encountered my first Draugr here, which it's funny going from Skyrim, which is heavy on Draugr as well, and going into this, which also has this Norse or Nordic myth backdrop. The Draugr here are a lot more scary and quicker. Yeah, that's my first impressions. We'll see when I get back to it, probably on Monday, I would think. Okay, bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.